What is up, crew? Time for a little MOA Monday. Of course, going to field your questions, your topics, all that. How is everybody? Is everybody feeling good? It's a Monday, so I understand if you're not feeling the greatest. Let me get the camera on here. There we go. And I'll start out, unless there's just a whole lot going on. I don't see a whole lot, but I do see Kenneth out there. Hey, Kenneth, you need to email me, sir, your address. I have to send you your calendar you want. I forgot to tell you that. So there's the email address. Please get that going, and we will we'll get that calendar to you. So I want to start out just real quick. I mean, I won't get into it too terribly heavy unless you guys want to talk about it. But Mac, Tim from Military Arms Channel, he posted over on his Patreon. May have put it other places, I don't know, but I definitely seen it there. He was asking folks to click up on your little icon there. Now, if you're on mobile, I don't know how you do it, but you have an option to send feedback to YouTube, and he was asking that people send feedback and let them know that, you know, you'll be nice about it, of course, but, you know, let them know that we kind of came under attack and the algorithm kicked in after that. And I think it's just a series of events that went on, and these gun channels that have gotten retro strikes and stuff like that because of it. We need human eyes on that as quickly as possible. So that's pretty much, I did that. That's pretty much what I told them. Of course, I'm a little more in tune with that world than most. Just let them know, hey, get some human eyes on this, and let's get this figured out. So maybe that'll give them a little bit of pressure. Also posted to my Patreon page yesterday, last night, something weird that had happened to me that's pretty indicative, in my opinion, of what may have went on this weekend. I got a post. As a matter of fact, I can if I can find the let me see if I can find the stuff here, and I will screen share that. If I can find it, I got way too much stuff on this laptop. Let me do some looking here. So, let me see. Yeah, we'll do this, and then let me screen share. So, hang tight for the screen share. Prepare to be shared. There we go. So hopefully everybody sees this. It's weird. So I flip over to my little YouTube tab over here, and it says YouTube commented, this video has been flagged for inappropriate content. Remove video immediately. Thank you. And that was the little Texas flood. Just a little, we could do a lawn chair chat. So for like 30 minutes, we got on here and talked yesterday, and I was like, well, what the heck is going on? All right. So, let's see. So then I jump over to my comments, right? And it's not showing up in the comments here at all. So then I jump over to the actual video. Actually, I went to the video first before I went into the comments. Under Creator Studio, you've got the comment section there. You can kind of do them all at once. Puts them all in a row. You ain't got to go to each individual video. But anyway, here it is. It's right here. This video's been flagged. I mean, I went to this account. I think I got a screenshot even of that. Maybe I did. Yeah, look. There's no sub, no nothing. It's obviously a fake account. Anyway, reported it to YouTube. Also got contacted a couple of buddies of mine that I know a lot more than I do about that sort of thing. They said, oh man, you're just being attacked by, you know, anti-gunners or whatever. And then later on was talking with Ghost about it, hopped on, and there you go. The comment disappeared. So weird. So there's definitely people out there causing trouble. And I wanted you guys to be aware of that. That way, if you get some weird stuff like that happening on your channel, don't freak out. Let me get the screen share off here. But yeah, weird, wild stuff for sure. Let me jump over here. We got Knives on the Gun Channel side. He says, yo, I was worried the chat was broken over there. But it looks like Knives and G's hanging out over that way. So, I'm going to scroll through here, just kind of see. Vanessa Kitty says, algorithms are good. It's the actions of the people that might not be. Well, I think what's happening for the most part, and YouTube's definitely falling behind. I mean, they fell behind with the Logan Paul thing, with getting human eyes on it and dealing with it and all that. They're really overwhelmed. And that's giving them the benefit of the doubt. Okay. They're really overwhelmed as far as manpower. So you've got, when you get people that go in, be it an organized attack on these big channels or whatever, and they just start systematically reporting things, then the algorithms are going to kick in and go, hey, whoa, all these people are reporting this, so it must be bad, you know, because it learns from that kind of crap. So it's a learning algorithm. We've been told that. And then it starts flagging things. And then you need that human intervention at that point. And then also to the point of older videos being flagged, you know, the algorithm can do that. Once it's learned certain things from people reporting certain things. But there's also another way that can happen. And that is, when you upload a video to YouTube, you have essentially three options. You can publish that video, which makes it public. You can upload it unlisted, or you can upload it privately. Now, if you use the unlisted or the private method, and you never actually publish it, you never actually make it public, then pretty much nobody ever sees that video. If it's unlisted, that's what we do with Patreon and our sneak peeks and our private stuff for Patreon, is we do it unlisted and when we share the link over there. Well, the issue is, if that link ever gets out, or if it's ever public and anybody ever, I don't know what the term would be, fishes, I guess, for that link, then it's out there somewhere on the net regardless. And the issue is, there's all types of sites. And if you don't believe me, just if you're a creator, go Google and you'll find your videos are being embedded on all kinds of sites, a bunch of different places. It happens. All they got to do is get that embed code. So it's very possible, if these that are organizing the attacks are smart enough, then they know how to go into some of these off the beaten path sources that pretty much just share video and pull those URLs down and then submit them as, you know, as flags for inappropriate content. So, you know, just be mindful of what's going on. I just wanted to, two things I wanted to hit on was, Mac, you know, is requesting that we send our feedback into YouTube, let him know, like I said, in a nice way, let him know. And then two, if you get comments like I did that seemingly come from YouTube, just screenshot that, take note of that, and then just go about your business, because it's people trolling you, it's scare tactics, whatever. Let's scroll through and see if we've got any questions or other topics that we want to talk about. Phoenix says, when in doubt, blame Midnight Range TM. Yeah, sure. I totally agree with that one. Mohawk Boy is to blame most of the time. Nine Millie says, some of the media people that She follows, went to Twitch, the live stream on YouTube, delete it right after that. We've had that conversation before. I'm not leaving YouTube until I'm absolutely forced off of YouTube because I want access to the 5 billion people on YouTube. So it depends on what they're doing. If they've got 5 million subs and they want to preach to their base, if they're an entertainment channel and they really don't care about reaching out or broadening or relaying information to people that don't know, that's an option. But I just don't see how moving to an option that puts you in a box helps to get the word out to other people. David says, do I think that it could be some of the children from the school, or do you think it's just a flare up in the community in general that's causing all these people to flag channels? It could be anybody, David. And the thing about it could literally be one person that has multiple accounts. We all know, like, for example, Frank Castle trolls here, right? He stalks me in any other chat I go to. He was in Hank's chat earlier, matter of fact, stalking me when I was in there. And I just don't respond to him. It's the easiest way to deal with it. But anyway, he has an unlimited number of accounts, apparently. So whatever program, I'm not familiar with that because I'm not a ne'er-do-well that, you know, hacks and causes trouble. So I'm not familiar with what programs you would use to do stuff like that. But he obviously is. And if he is, then, you know, there's definitely, you're right, kids probably know how to do that, high school age kids especially, and those on the left that cause trouble know how to do that. So, you know, you could have one person that has 30 or 40 accounts that can go in and flag each video 30 or 40 times. That could in turn trigger the algorithm at that point. Just one probably won't do it. Philo says he finds the instance to blame machines for what we have been proven over and over to be man's doing strange. Not real sure what Philo's meaning by that. It sounds like he says that we're wrong for blaming the machine, but and what all I'm doing simply is weighing all of the options and looking at it from a logical standpoint with how everything works. I believe it is the doing of man. I believe it's initially starting with people reporting stuff. And then from there, it goes into these stupid algorithms that want to learn from people reporting stuff. Well, that's just stupid. You know, you learn after the fact. You don't learn before. So once the its human eyes have intervened and said, okay, this is good or this is bad, at that point, the algorithm should pick up and say, oh, okay. It shouldn't go off of users reporting things and then the algorithm learn that it's good or bad. Moose out there says, Frank Castle's interesting. He knows about firearms, but trolls. He's a weird dude. Yeah, he's not welcome on here, Moose. He's not only a weird dude, he's a horrible person. So he may know a lot about firearms, but, you know, he'd rather come in and be inappropriate and disrespect the chat rather than actually contribute to the conversation, which is sad. And apparently there he is. Go figure. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Enrique, what is up? David says, what do you mean stalking you? Ah, it's just anytime we're in the chat, he has some stupid, snarky, inappropriate comment. That's all. That's all I mean by that. Not a big deal. Andrew says, thoughts on Trump's speech today to the governor? I haven't heard it, honestly. I've been out all day and got home in time to basically get this going. I sat in on Hank Strange for about maybe 20 minutes. And that's all I've had time to do today. So that's homework, unfortunately. Eraser says, algorithms are creepy. that they can learn. Yes, they are. Well, you've seen Al Gore. If you've seen the video where he dances, it's pretty clear he's a robot, right? So it would stand to reason he would have Al Gore rhythms. Yeah, Andrew says bump stocks are gone for sure. I don't know. Nice Track says he lost his bump stock in a boating accident. Right? I don't know. Let's not call it done. I mean, talk is talk. We know that. We've heard all kinds of talk before. So what we've sort of got to watch is what people do, you know, unfortunately. Budget says maybe he should double up on his tinfoil hat, but he believes it's a deliberate, concentrated attack on pro-Second Amendment voices. I don't know. It could be, but there's too much other going on. I mean, airsoft channels went down. There was some conservative channels that went down. There was some gaming channels that went down. Just like any other time that this has happened and people have been hit, it's happened to multiple niches, not just the firearm niche. So if it's a coordinated attack, it's either not very well coordinated or it's done, orchestrated in such a way that they're trying to take the heat off by taking down other things that are kind of sort of similar. And I don't know that either one of those is I don't know that they're a viable scenario. Yeah, Andrew says the NRA is backing him. Talking about Trump. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know that. And what's sad about the whole NRA thing is that you know, the NRA will tell you one thing and then do something else. You know, they hung Reagan out to dry with the Hughes Amendment, for example. So, you know, they'll tell him one thing and then they'll do something else. They'll end up losing in the presidency is what they're going to do, because they're going to tell him, oh, you know, I foresee something the same way that went down with the Hughes Amendment. History almost repeats itself, right? Or, I mean, it does in a lot of cases. And it's weird. It's kind of the same way, because the NRA is saying, oh, Trump, here, go ahead, ban these, you know. And Trump's going to do that. He's going to push that through. And we're speaking theoretically here. He's going to push that through. And then he's going to lose a certain portion of his base, and he doesn't have that to lose, especially if the economy takes any kind of a turn. And then he doesn't get reelected. And he's doing that on the premise that, well, they're going to fight it because Congress won't do anything, or like the Hughes Amendment, they said they'll be able to beat it in the Supreme Court. So that's what they told Reagan. They were like, oh, go ahead and sign this and it'll be political favor and it'll look good. And then we'll fight the Hughes Amendment in the Supreme Court. And there's, you know, we'll win that. There's no doubt, because we're killing off an entire sector of an industry here, you know. There's no way the Supreme Court would go for that. They never even tried to take it to the Supreme Court. So they just hung him out to dry on it. So they wanted it all along, is what it amounted to. Just flipping through here. Wow, you guys went crazy. Went crazy with the comments here. What's budget? Budget says the other niches are simply collateral damage from the algorithm learning what the antis want. If the algorithm is truly learning, then it would have killed off a bunch of stuff and a bunch of other people would have had trouble by now. The beauty of the way the algorithm ranks and it does stuff, and you got to realize it's a really complicated thing. You know, people with, you know, the new creators that are out there with just a few hundred subs or something can put up a video and literally rank higher than Mac. They can. So if that's the case, then how the big channels, it has nothing to do with the visibility for the bigger channels. So, you know, I would think you would see more stuff going on. Now, is there more? Maybe there is more stuff going on, and the vast majority of firearm content channels out there just aren't talking about it. Maybe they're taking their lumps. Maybe they're getting their three strikes and they just say, to heck with it. You know, I've got a day job. I'm not dealing with this anymore. And they never come back on. They never talk about it. I don't know. That's certainly a possibility, because I've said this all along, the firearms community as a whole suffers from this macro fracturing effect. We don't have these big fractures in the community, but it's death by a thousand cuts. That we just all don't see eye to eye on so many little bitty things that it just, in the end, it nearly kills us. Moose says he's got four strip lowers. Should he beat the panic and buy the stuff to build them up now, or risk the parts being unavailable? He remembers the old assault weapons, man, and it was a pain. Made ARs expensive. It made ARs expensive for a short period of time, Moose. It didn't. You know, the thing about the first assault weapons ban is the manufacturers knew it was coming. And so they tooled up. And they, of course, had all that stuff on the books. And once they got it out, and it took a while to get that into the stream, it took quite a few years, actually. But once they were able to get that stuff into the stream, So if you're talking about parts to build it up, if you're going off of the old assault weapons, man, it depends on, Moose, it depends on what you're going to build. Because I've told y'all this before. My youngest daughter's AR sitting in there right now, okay? I can pull the collapsible stock off of it and put a fixed stock on it, and guess what? It would pass the old assault weapons ban. It does not have a muzzle device. It's a target crown. It does not have a bayonet lug. And it doesn't have a grenade launcher. It has to have two, and then you've got a pistol grip and a adjustable buttstock. But it's got to have two of those features. So I could leave the pistol grip, put a fixed stock on it, and bam, it's good to go. So you buy a flash hider, you're good. But see, here's the thing. When you're talking about a flash hider, it's particularly a flash hider, then that's threaded. That could fit on any number of firearm, right? And not, it wouldn't make it, like if you took a Mini 14, let's say a stock Mini 14, threaded the exact same as in the AR, and you screwed a different device on it, then you would be good to go. So, but you're right, and that it's a manufacturing thing with that assault weapons ban. Enrique says, wait months to the next election. It's a big push for all the PR firms now to drive into November. That's true. I mean, we're in the primary season here in Texas. And so, you know, you got to look at that too. You got to look at, you know, it's just like the NRA. I mean, all of the FUDs, all of the people that have not been paying any attention up until this point, they didn't know anything about the comment period for the ATF. They didn't know anything about the 2A rally, or they didn't bother to attend. Now are coming out of the woodwork to defend the NRA from the attack from the left, from this boycott, right? So it's working in a way. You know, they drum this up, and they're going to bring out, you know, all of those people just in time to vote, right? So, you know, we've got to take that into consideration as well. There's just so many things that you have to look at nowadays. It's not, things aren't simple anymore with politics and everything else involved. And I'm terribly behind in this chat. So I'm going to tell you what, if I miss something, just repost it if I miss something. Andrew's sending me that was NEA that was sending me a link. Yeah. Matt has the Guns and Geeks up here in about 30 minutes or so. And somebody out here, I don't remember who, was talking about, that was David. He says, should we go to the liberal channels and flag them? I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say no is you could potentially cause collateral damage with the algorithm. That's first of all. And then second of all, you could backlog the appeal process and stuff to get human eyes on it. So I don't know that that would be a smart move because of those two things. Now, Beaver makes a pretty good point out there. He says he's wondering if they need server space and they're using the Strike system to clean house. YouTube has been overwhelmed for some time. I've said that repeatedly. It's obvious with the moves they're making. It's obvious if you look at the bottom line for them. And if you talk to some bigger creators on the platform that actually have some insight into YouTube. So a lot of the move to the smaller creators to really push those out that are not, really trying on the platform, being serious, putting out good content, that sort of thing, than they are. I mean, they're trying to push them out. They want to be, we've talked about this before, YouTube doesn't want to be anymore the platform where you upload your video, your cat playing around, or video your grandkids or whatever, so that somebody across the country can see that. They want to be a platform that is almost like cable access television or something, but they want, instead of just allowing anybody on, they want people on that's going to attract advertising and attract viewers and that sort of thing. So if you're in a low market, that's going to be a problem, a low search niche. And the thing is, for the last year or so, firearms has been a low search niche. So, we get a little pushback, a little bit of problem happens because of that. What do we got here? You guys are jumping the light out in the chat. Good Lord. And I don't want this just to be about the YouTube stuff, by the way. Clay out there, he says, send me your bayonet. I don't want your bayonet. Send it to Lightstrike, I guess, or Clay. I don't run a bayonet. So Moose says he wants to build him up to AR pistols so that he can turn them into carbines later. Yeah, right. That's definitely be the way to go. Rusty said he heard that David Hogg was a YouTube. That's interesting. It's possible David Hogg has a YouTube. That old story's fake, though, if you're talking about the whole crisis actor thing. I actually posted a link in the video I did, a little video I did the other day, to Philip DeFranco. You can jump over there. I mean, he lays it all out, and then you can follow the links there if you want to go even deeper into how it's not true. But then again, if you talk to Tac Daddy, it's not true either. So you got firsthand information on the ground. Phoenix says he doesn't have a grenade launcher. He has a flare launcher. You know, that's an interesting thing that I wonder if a flare launcher applies. I think it's the grenade launcher cuts, isn't it? Isn't it the M4 cuts is what they're talking about? Maybe. Too Hottie out there says if a state level assault weapons ban is put into play, they don't have to grandfather anything. You're right, they don't. But then you get into the ban like in Massachusetts with the bump stocks, where there's like been 17 or something turned in since they did it. So, how do you enforce that? And what kind of chaos is going to ensue when you do try to enforce that? So, Alan says, have you seen anything about the feds drafting laws to repeal the Second Amendment? You can't repeal the Second Amendment with a law. You're going to have to go into Article 5, and there's not going to be enough on either side to get that done. It requires way too much. And then if you kick it over to the states from there, there's too many states that are that have Republican legislatures. So I don't see that getting any traction. It's just like the one that I heard and I haven't seen. To answer your question, though, Alan, yes, I did read a headline somewhere today that somebody posted about that, but it was a social media thing and I didn't follow up. Like I said, I've been busy. So other than being on the phone and just seeing a few things, I haven't followed up on any of that. So I don't know where it was coming from or what the source was or anything like that. But I will say it's similar to what we've been hearing about. You know, they were going to try to push through and ban all semi-autos. It's, come on, it's not, it's far-fetched. I'm not going to say it ain't going to happen, but it's far-fetched. So, and it's not going to happen overnight. Rusty says Alex Jones said it so take it for what you will. Alex Jones said so. Alex Jones got some strikes too, by the way. So he's been hit. He was hit by this too. So probably deserving with knowing Alex Jones, but let's see what else we got. Now, Vanessa said that Guns and Gadgets posted a video talking about repealing the Second Amendment. So maybe, but just make sure you follow the sources. I mean, there's, you know how social media is. I don't have to keep saying that, or I shouldn't have to keep saying that. I mean, people get a hold of stuff, and I hate to tell you, but drama and all of that on YouTube, gloom and doom and drama, that's views and that's watch time and that's subs on YouTube. So just, I'm not dogging on any creator or anything else. I'm just saying they know that. They know if they portray stuff in a certain light that it's going to get them more traffic. You know, they'll tell you this is not the popular thing to say. Actually, it is on YouTube. I mean, look at all the other videos out there. You know, what's not popular on YouTube is to come in and try to be positive and try to be analytical and find that light somewhere to focus on. Everybody's asking Phoenix, what about a bolt gun that accepts detachable magazines and has a flash hider? As far as assault weapons ban, it'd be good. So, let's see. on a lighter note, Moose says, if you want to be amazed, look at the cash Philip DeFranco gets in his super chats during his rare live chats. Yeah, I know, right? No, plus he's got his Patreon and DeFranco Nation and all that other stuff. So I was watching DeFranco many, many years ago. I mean, he couldn't have had a couple thousand subs probably. You know, it was crazy. But I'm going to tell you what, he's fairly middle of the road. I disagree with him some of the time, but he does his homework. He digs into it. I'll tell you the craziest Super Chat video or session, live session that I've ever seen was when Mark Dice, you guys probably know Mark Dice. If you don't, go check it out. It's pretty good stuff. But Mark Dice did his first live stream when he hit 1 million subs. And oh my God, like thousands of dollars he made off a super chat. Of course, you know, YouTube's going to get what, 25, 30, 40% of that. Moose has said, where do I live in Texas? I live in the Piney Woods area. I'll get a little more specific with that if you want to email me, Moose, live@clovertac.com. So, there you go. Dale says, he's in the Piney Woods. The Piney Woods. I'm in the North Piney Woods. Gelsman, I think, is in the South Piney Woods. So I'm not sure why we're north of the Big Thicket. North of the Big Thicket? North of Davy Crockett. North of there. A little north of Davy Crockett and everything down there. Yep. Trauma says, near the state loony bin. Exactly. Yeah, Cherokee County. Moose. The armpit. You know, we tease. I got a something buzzing me. It's crazy. Matt teases, you know, I tease Matt that, yeah, he's way down there in the butthole of Texas. He's down at the bottom. And I tease him, but I'm telling him I'm in the armpit, you know, of Texas. Because it is. I mean, if you was to draw a body there, it's about what it looks like. Yeah, Travis says, is that still running? Yeah. Yep. Supposed to get some renovations, which is just a just cash grab, just to grease the palm of some campaign donors, if you ask me. But that's what we're that's what's supposed to be going on. See Hemi out there. He says, just look at Canada and the dumb new knife law. You can't have a knife that opens with one hand, but fixed blades are okay. Yeah, we got some weird stuff like that, too. Like going to Walmart, send your kid into Walmart. They can't buy a pocket knife, but they can buy a machete. Can't buy an old-timer or a buck knife, a little bitty one this long. But they can buy a machete with serrations and all kinds of crazy things on it. Vanessa Kitty says she got Gun Channels, the Gun Channels page to function. Sweet. I need to go over there and look. I see Dale hanging out over there, but I see Arike and Modern and DF2 Dot, Josh. There's several that's over there now. Cool. I was a little worried about the Gun Channel side there for a minute. Moose says Matt lives in a miserably hot and humid part of Texas. It's brutal there. It's brutal in just about every part of Texas, unfortunately. Maybe not as you get up into the North Texas and maybe the Panhandle somewhat. But Trauma Jock says, yeah, here in Texas, the most of the knife restrictions they've removed. They removed the definitions more than anything. It's what they did. They just, a knife's a knife. So there's no, this particular one is illegal and this one is not. It's like, hey, a knife is a knife. And if you can carry a knife someplace, you can carry basically whatever blade you want now. Even a sword. So break your swords out and move to Texas, I guess, and walk around with the sword and it's all good. And we can pretend we're whatever, samurai or something. I wouldn't want to walk around with a sword. Somebody said one night in a lobby chat, they said, if you walk around with a sword, you're 5,000 times more likely to die from being stabbed with a sword. I think that's what they said. So, and that's true. A travel doc says, yeah, you can't go into a polling place with a fixed blade more than 5.5 inches long. Right. But that's polling place laws. That's a little bit different. LB Pro says, do I have an EDC? I do have an EDC. I got several actually. This one, I talked about this one the other day. Let me click over to my camera. And that says the power of Grayskull. I got this one the other day. And I was a little disappointed because they said it was a SOG, and it's not. It's a knockoff SOG, but it's cool as all get out. I mean, you talk about self-defense. That right there, buddy. It's a great letter opener, too, by the way. But, yeah, for self-defense, that sucker right there would get it done, I promise you. I promise you, you could get along or something with that. Anyway, I like the looks of it. I really like the blade, and especially with the laws here, I was thinking about getting a machinist buddy of mine to maybe go like a blade and a half, maybe not double edge, but maybe he could machine it or something and get me a blade and a half out of it. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't decided yet. But I picked it up cheap, and then I found out there's no way. Hold up the camera. I don't know if you can see. Probably not. It probably won't focus. But right here, it says SOG. And it's not. I haven't found this knife anywhere in any catalog they've ever offered. So, but prior to that, I used a, and still got it. I think it's in the house right now, though. A Boker Kalashnikov 74, which is it's got a little button. It's an automatic. It actually, it's not out the front. It's not an OTF, but like a Microtech, but it's got a button and it'll open. So, and you'll notice that there's no serrations on that. I'm not a big fan of a serrated blade on a knife. Just teach their own. I own some that have serrations. I'm just not a fan. Kenna said, knights of the square table or flat earth. Dardot says he wants to be a redneck samurai. Cool. Let's do it. Let's start it. Well, Vanessa Kitty says hers, her everyday carry knife is a Benchmade titanium TI monolock. Number to the first 1,000, and then the chat skipped. She says, great for fishing. It doesn't take much with the knife. It really doesn't. Now Millie says she's thinking she needs a knife upgrade. Now that she's been watching, hers has a glass breaker and a seatbelt cutter, but she feels like it's small. You know, it really, I mean, when you're talking about being able to open stuff or cut stringer rope or even self-defense, 3 inches on a blade, something like that. I mean, that's going to get in around ribs and other things. So, I mean, it's probably enough. Dale says he used to carry a knife with serrations, but learned that a plain blade is more practical. He carries cold steel, cold four tanto. It's hard to find, at least for me, a tanto that doesn't have serrations. So, I might have to make a note of that one. Yeah, I mean, it's a personal thing. Maybe I'm just a traditionalist, and I think the blade style looks better without the serrations. And then there's something to be said for trying to sharpen it, too. Just weird. Master Kitty says, some use for serrations is slicing tomatoes. I don't slice tomatoes with my everyday carry, though, so didn't really help me out a whole lot. Hemi says his wife got him a Spyderco Paramilitary 2 Sprint Run in S35VN. Y'all are getting all technical with the knives now. Says he loves it. Yeah, the Spyderco stuff's nice. Ah, Vanessa Kitty says they have to have less than 4 inches. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, 3 from a defensive standpoint. 3's enough. Let's go a little over here. We finally got some stuff on the gun channel side. Dell says he likes being there. And then G says, it's better there. Yes, it is better over there, by the way. Since we've got quite a few in here still listed, let me throw the channel out over there, gunchannels.com/clovertag. If you want to check out the gun channels over there, because the chat is better. You don't have to worry about it. There's a reason I said gunchannels.com/clovertag is because you may click that link and it may or may not work. So, however, if you were over on gun channels, you wouldn't have to worry about it. G-Web says serrations are better. They make the tool more useful. Well, if you can't sharpen serrations, why are you carrying a knife? That's what he asks. Come on, G. G's jumping all over me. He says, oh, please. We've been typing all the time. You just barely read is all. That's probably true. I learned from you guys, because you guys do that sometimes in the shows. You get all carried away with the shows. See, what's Phoenix? Phoenix is putting out his EDC over there. It says it's the Gerber 06 Fast Tonto. Sweet. I like some of the Gerber stuff. I tell you, I was looking when my wife got her little Kershaw. I seen several in Walmart. I was like, Alan's asking, do I got any out the front blades? Says he was looking to get the fixed blade off his belt line. I have not. Now, Ghost, I think, and Foose got a pretty good deal on some like Microtech knockoffs. And I mean, even knockoffs are expensive. But some Microtech knockoffs. The problem I've got, Alan, with the OTF, with the out the front, is I haven't found one that I like. They look stupid. And I know that makes a lot of sense. I'm delving over into the gunpowder beauty way of thinking when it comes to getting something. But I don't like the way they look. I do not like the out the front. I don't like the design on the knife itself. And I don't like the blade design on them. I just haven't found one that I like. I've actually got a, as a matter of fact, the post shot show, whatever, Fire on Friday we did. Danny, the FFL dealer that was on there, he is a Microtech authorized dealer. So I played with every one they've ever made. And could get a good price from him on them, but they just don't. They don't blow my skirt up. Budget out there says fine edges are easier to sharpen for sure. He hates serrations too. Actually, he says he hates serrations like Pelosi hates guns. Yeah, it's a love hate thing, I think, with serrations. I have them with serrations. I'm not going to say I don't. I do. And some of the blades and stuff look okay. At the end of the day for me, when you'll hear me say this in any knife review or anything that I've ever put out there, at the end of the day, if it cuts rope, opens a box, I mean, I'm okay with it, honestly. That's why I put more stock into the way it looks. I want something that looks prettier, looks cool, or looks interesting. Dale says he carries a heavy duty Leatherman. Has a plain blade and a serrated blade. Yeah, I've got the Gerber suspension I got that way. It's got a saw blade, a serrated blade, and then a regular blade in it. It's a multi-tool, the suspension multi-tool. Yeah, very cool. David's out there talking about he remembers back when a 10-year-old could buy cigarettes and liquor. So, yeah, once upon a time, they didn't care. War Heavy says he carried his 06 for 2 years, but the weight and serrations ended up turning him off of it. That's the thing. One of the things with this one, this one's, of course, it's a longer blade. It's thinner, but it's longer than my Boker. But my Boker's plastic, and then this is stainless. Got the, I don't know. It's heavier. And you definitely can't tell it with it in your pocket. Vanessa's Kitty said, do you bring knife sets into the wilderness when camping? I have not camped, and I could not tell you when. So, but to answer that question from way back when, yes. And I actually have a game processing kit set. It's a pretty nice one. So, I mean, if we ever did go camping, you know, out on the riverbank or did something, I mean, I would without a doubt take that and, yeah, that way you could cook fish right there or whatever. Trava says he has the SOG tool clip. Got it for Father's Day in 91. Yeah, I've got some old stuff too. I've got you know, I bought the Gerber suspension, but I've also got a Gerber. I don't even remember the model. It was the very first model that Gerber made of a multi-tool that the pliers slid up. You know what I'm saying? They slid up out of the grip part, not the fold. It slid up. The very first one that Gerber made. I've got that. And I'm going to tell you what, it's still a great multi-tool. It's excellent. And matter of fact, it's leaps and bounds better than the new model they make that's like that. Leaps and bounds better. It doesn't have this the same amount of they've added new features, new little toys to the new one. But as far as it being solid, there's some plastic and junk like that on the new one, and the one I got's all metal. David says, you're also 5,000 more times more likely to drown in a swimming pool if you have a swimming pool. Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. Budget agrees, says he loves his suspension. He's going to have to do a review on it soon. That'd be a good one. That would be a good one. Jumpy, he's got to throw the 10 millimeter in there. Why, I don't know. I guess he's got a 10 millimeter knife or something, since that's what he's talking about. Brokaw says he has a gun show special knife. I've got several of those, man. I've got I think it's in the toolbox of my truck in my med bag, or on my med bag. It's stuck in, obviously, it's stuck in the Molly straps on the outside. But I've got this neon green, wild looking zombie knife, and it's an assisted open, and the blade is sort of like the blade on this one. It's got that stiletto style blade on it. It's an awesome knife. It looks cool, but it was like you're talking about, it's a gun show special. I gave $5 for it or something at the gun show, but for, you know, just opening things or whatever, it does fine. Gizzard made it in, looks like. What's up, Gizzard? Jump over to Gun Channels here real quick. We've almost went through an entire hour, crew, talking about knives, pretty much. But that's okay. I'll talk about knives. I'm not the biggest knife guy in the world. We can certainly talk about them. That's a kitty says something about ever been on hunts where you were the only person had knives and sharpening stones. I've never taken the sharpening stone into the woods hunting. No. Now, again, I mean, we would have sets, and I mean, we would have things to sharpen if we were camping out or whatever, but I've never. And I take that back. No. That's not true. I do recall actually being in the woods, way back when I was in the scouts. So, I mean, I was a kid, and you remember the Rambo knives? We all remember them, right? Had the compass in the end, and had the fishing string, and it had the sheath for it had a stone in it, right? Remember that one? So I guess I have carried a knife and a sharpening stone into the woods before, because I had one of those. But I mean, it was a knockoff piece of junk, obviously. So, but you got it done. It sharpened many a stick. Trauma Jock says he saw a Roman Gladius machete in Academy and some spears. You know, I've got and SOG makes it. It's a spearhead. It's a knife. But you can screw like a broom handle into it. Have you seen those? Make a spear out of it. It's pretty cool. wonder where my K-bar is at. I think it's in the house. I've got a K-bar, too, that I've only taken out of the box a few times. It's all engraved and pretty, so I don't want to mess it up. Yeah, Dale says he has a couple of car show swap meet knives. I think they cost about $3. You know, the thing about the cheap knives, here's the thing about the cheap knives is, you know, you throw one in your console, right? You throw one in your little change bucket on the nightstand. You throw one in your top drawer of your nightstand. You throw one in your desk drawer. You throw one in the glove box of your truck. You throw one in the toolbox of your truck, right? One in this little toolbox, one in this little tool bag. You know, and then at least wherever you're at, you know, if for whatever reason you've set your EDC down, or, you know, you're doing something that you don't want to use your EDC for, like using it for a screwdriver, you know, at least you've got something there. Yeah, Hemi says he's supposed to have that Kershaw hot wire. Yeah, I remember that. I remember you went in that. That's a nice little knife, especially for the money. And I threatened, you know, they didn't have one of those. We were looking at knives just the other day at Walmart, and they didn't have that. They didn't have any of the hot wires. So go back and look, because that would be a cool one to have. Just add to the drawer full of knives. Alan says Benchmade Mini Griptilian. I'm guessing he means Tonto. It's a plain edge. He says Tonto, but hopefully you mean Tonto. Bullseye said too many knives have cut him, so he doesn't carry them around. They stay in the kitchen where they belong. Gotta be careful, that's for sure. David's agreeing with G. Ulcerated. That's fine. Travel Jock says, scalpel for chest tubes? Eh, just use a dirty pocket knife. I've got a scalpel, too, in my, talking about my med bag out there. I've got a stainless steel surgical set. And I got tourniquets in there and gloves and other things. Why I would ever need it, I don't know, but... one of the things you pick up at a gun show or a trade show or something, you know, and you think at the time you're putting a med kit together, you're like, oh, I need that. Not really, but one of these days, maybe. Dale over there on the gut shell side, he's talking about knives he picked up. Said one was an only folding buck knife. You know, the older buck knives were nice. Bucks got to where they make some really crappy, cheap stuff. But the older stuff is good knives. They still make some decent stuff. Like I said, there was one we were looking at. It was an OD Green buck knife, and it wasn't an auto folder, but it was. I liked it. It was a nice little knife. Yeah, Travel Jock says you'd be surprised what you can find at Tractor Supply. I picked up a little knife at Tractor Supply. I don't even remember the name of it, and it was basically like a little old timer, little two blade. Yeah, kind of like a little old timer, a little buck knife, and it was like it was Spanish steel or something, like a Spanish company. Spanish meaning overseas, not like Mexican down south of the border, Spanish, like from Spain, Spanish. And I've still got it. That's a sweet little, you know, just little regular everyday pocket knife. Phoenix says, because they had to me performing surgery on him. He says, no thanks, he'll just die. Well, if you're passed out, then you won't know the difference anyway. So that's it, folks. We are up against the hour, so we're going to bail. Thanks for hanging out. Great chat on the knives and stuff. Man, I've enjoyed it. yeah, look for, I'm going to do a little review on this here before too long. And I mean, I don't know, somebody out there may decide, you know, no more than it costs to pick one up, throw it in the drawer somewhere just because. You know, I think it was probably worth what I spent on it, even though it is a knockoff. So, yeah, we're going to get out of here. Remember that Guns and Geeks podcast is next on NDA's channel. So hop over and check that out. And then trying to think what else comes on tonight. I'm not real sure other than that. And then the Daily Gun Show at midnight, I believe. So we will see you guys Wednesday for the next generation. Till then, take care.